Are we willing to see a world war to make ExxonMobil and Chase Manhattan richer?
No! Bill Doerr from New York City Labor Against War said that a new war would force deeper cuts in healthcare, education, and public jobs. Sarah Flanders from the International Action Center formulated the common demand from the newly formed campaign.
We're united here today with that message to make the demands on our own bloody government, because they're responsible for destruction in Iraq, in Afghanistan, in Libya, in Yemen, with drones in Pakistan, and all across the region. And they're responsible for the assassinations in Iran. So we join in saying again, no war, no intervention, no sanctions, no assassinations.
A large number of protesters sporting green signs and calling themselves the Iranian diaspora were in attendance. A young woman dressed in green, complete with a bandana covering her face except her eyes, spoke both against war and in favor of civil liberties in Iran.
We must not only be against war and sanctions, but also support human rights in Iran. We believe joining together activists across countries, across borders, across ideology, that together with our common bond, another world is possible.
Another world is possible.
No war on Iran.
Thank no you. War on Iran.
But this idealistic message appeared contradicted by the presence of two large flags with the lion and sun emblem of the Pahlavi dynasty of the former Shah of Iran, who had the reputation to be a merciless human rights violator before his 1979 overthrow by the Islamic Revolution. Arguing that false claims of human rights violations were used to convince the United Nations to authorize attacks on Iraq and Libya, Eli Omani from the American-Iranian Friendship Committee believes that the campaign against war on Iran must focus on stopping the ongoing U.S. and Israel's threat, which, in a slip of tongue, she called gunboat democracy. She stated in a declaration to Ambassador Rice in front of the U.S. mission to the U.N.,
"Since you are in the habit of repeating that the U.S. has been able to isolate Iran, ask any ordinary citizen of Middle East, and they will tell you the United States has sunk to the lowest level in the last 100 years. So who, Ambassador Rice, is isolated? We call for an end to all sanctions on Iran."
In an interview before the Times Square rally, Deborah Sweet from World Can't Wait reflected the concern which prompted yesterday's day of action. She said Secretary of Defense
Leon Panetta said yesterday that Israel could attack in the spring. We know that there's a lot of darkness and double dealing and secrecy in the realm of international diplomacy. Nevertheless, I don't believe that Israel would launch an attack without the full support of the United States. This attack is going to be devastating, and it is very much against the interests of the people here in this country.
For the WBI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.